So IFRS 18 is more prescriptive, tells you how the P&L should be structured. So like all income and expense items, they must now be classified into one of five categories: operating, investing, financing, income tax, and discontinued operations. That's a very structured approach. Now that's also complemented by three specific subtotals: operating profit or loss, profit or loss before financing and income taxes, and then the final profit and loss for the period. Now, let's go through them. Operating profit or loss, that's a standardized subtotal. Basically, it's your profit from operations. So before the effects of investing, the effects of financing, the effects of tax. Under IAS 1, we did have operating profit, but it wasn't defined. So companies use their own definitions. IFRS 18 now clearly defines it and makes it a required line item so you can compare across companies. Profit or loss before financing and income taxes is a new subtotal which basically captures profit after operating and investing activities. So let's be clear, it's profit or loss before financing and income tax, which is effectively the same as profit after operating and investing activities, isn't it? But before financing and tax. So it's a bit like the old EBIT measure, and that wasn't specifically required by IAS 1 either. Then the final line, profit or loss for the period, that's the ultimate bottom line. That was around in IAS 1 and it's kept here now. So these changes mean that unlike IAS 1, which allowed flexible presentation of intermediate totals, IFRS 18 standardizes the structure. Every company will now have operating profit. Every company will now have profit before interest and tax on their income statements. So a manufacturing company under IFRS 18 will report an operating profit, revenue less cost of sales and operating expenses, on the face of the P&L, whereas under IAS 1, they might not have shown operating profit as a distinct line. Also, income from investments, interest income, dividends earned that aren't part of the company's main business, will fall under the investing category under IFRS 18, which comes below the operating profit. Whereas previously under IAS 1, such income might have been included in, say, finance income or other lines without a defined category grouping. So IFRS 18 is far more prescriptive and allows, therefore, for more comparisons across different companies.